Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. A pleasure to be with Rene Rivera, a catcher. Man, this guy knows how to catch. We're going to hear a lot from him. Why San Francisco?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be with you. I think it's a team that, you know, got success. Right now they got a lot of young pitchers, and you know, I think with my experience in baseball, my years that I've been with different kind of pitchers, I think I can help them to be the better they can be, and I think that's why we chose San Francisco.
Rene, you grew up in Puerto Rico. So many good catchers from Eli Marrero, you mentioned him. So many good catchers that came out of Puerto Rico. Who was the one that you said, boy, that guy is the one I want to be?
You know what? There are a lot. You know, we got Benito Santiago. We got Posh Rodriguez. We got Benji Molina, Jose Molina, Yadi Molina. They're a bunch of good catchers. So, but when I was growing up, I loved to watch Posh Rodriguez, Ivan Rodriguez is my idol. So I follow him his step. And when I was young, I say that I want to be like him. And when I play in the big leagues, and happy that I got the chance to play in the big leagues.
Boy, Rene Rivera with us. He is going to get a chance, fans. Trust me on this one. This guy knows how to catch. Good story coming out of Miami this winter, how you and three friends ended up in this camp. This is one of the better baseball stories.
It's awesome. We got Pablo, working out there in Bomarito and Solarte and Para. Even Derek Rodriguez worked out there too. And, it was fun all winter working out together, and now here in the same team, I think it's amazing how baseball is, the life in baseball is. And, we get along pretty well. We work out hard up there. We push each other. And now we're in the same team, and we're still doing the same thing here. We're pushing each other every day to be better than we can be.
Who got signed first?
I did this year. Last year was Derek. This year, from all three, I signed first. Then a couple days later, Para did. And a few days later, Solarte did. And like, we were in the clubhouse like, wow, this is amazing. We got our player director signing, Pablo Sandoval. He's the guy.
He's the guy. But what it shows me on a team, you have to have camaraderie. You have to have people who enjoy playing baseball with each other. This team, to me, shows it has the capability of people who enjoy playing baseball together.
That's for sure. I think you hit it right there. I think you have to have the chemistry. You have to have the passion of this game, the hunger of this game. And I think this team show it. We got a good core of players, Buster, Belt, Crawford and Panning in the middle there, and then you have the starter, then Baumgartner up there, Longoria with a Barron, real good third baseman out there, and I think you and then you have Parra, you got Maven is back there, so I think you have the players that their hunger to play the game. And they hunger to show that they still can play the game. And I think it'll be a nice year.
Well, you're a catcher. You got to catch some serious pitchers. How do you learn this staff like this? There's so many pitchers in camp.
It's an interesting question. It's a process. When you come on a new team, you got to know them. You got to know their stuff. You got to know how they like to pitch. But like I say earlier, you have to understand where they're coming from. You have to understand the attitude. You have to understand how they react to certain situation, and that's how you know the players. And for myself, I like to play golf a lot, and pitchers love to play golf, so I'm enjoying them the most I can, so I can see how they react to different moments on the of their life, so I can understand situation how I'm gonna approach them.
What kind of golfer are you?
I'm okay. I can hit the ball. I can be better if I put more into it. But baseball, that's what I love. And I think whenever I retire, I just gonna keep playing golf.
You or Pablo better?
I play golf better. Pablo can hit. He might hit the ball far, but I don't think Pablo can play.
Nice to have Rene Rivera with us. Watching you in spring training, you move like a cat behind the plate. Now look, what, 5'9", 220? I don't know. You tell me what it is.
Like 5'10", like 230. But, you know, there's one thing that a lot of people don't know. I grew up, you know, playing baseball. That's what I love. But I played tennis also. I played tennis in high school, all my high school life. So, you know, I get the quickness of my feet, the agility of my feet. That's what helped me out all my career to be here. I think that the movement in tennis, more side to side, more forward and backwards, you have to be quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I brought that in baseball with my feet. That's what I can still move.
You know, it's a long season, 162 games. You have 30-some-odd exhibition games. To catch a pitching staff to get you through a season, you got to know what you're doing. It's tough for a rookie, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, I think there's so many parts in the season that you have to react quick.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to understand situation, pressure going to come. 9 in bases low, there's 2 outs. You know, some situation that you gotta know how you're gonna react. You know, a guy that, you know, have less experience is gonna be a little hard. That's nothing, you know, it can happen. Yeah. Like Buster, when he was a young player, he won the World Series. So, you know, it's a different situation, but I think that the more you can get back there, you know, spring, the more you can get back there in different situation of the game, even triple A or double A, whatever it is, you're going to learn more how to gonna approach different situations.
You got a shotgun for an arm.
Yeah, I can throw that. You know, I think that's that who keep me in the game. That's my arm. That's my baby. I think I protect that more than the other part of my body.
And you can hit a little bit. Come on, you hit 2 home runs against the Giants.
I think that it was a working process, man. I've been working for the past 5 seasons, and you know, it's something that, you know, if you look back in my career, I would love to learn before that. Yeah. But you know, I never regret anything in my career. My career been great for me. I get a lot of stories in my career again, and you know, one day we'll be good to share that.
We'll wrap it up with this. I enjoyed talking with you. It's going to be fun to watch you in spring training. Analytics and all the information is part of baseball. But as a catcher, when you go through a game, you know what the numbers say, but you have to still have the feel for the pitcher.
Oh, that's for sure. That's something that, you know, you have to have in your mind that, you know, it's all good. Numbers, Statcast is good for the game. But when you're between the line, now you have to use your body, your sense, and have to see what's going on in the game, see how the pitcher approaching this hitter, and that's when they come the coming sets on the game. So, you know, everything is just more, it's just more work for us as a catcher. But, you know, it's part of it. You have to deal with it. You have to, you know, understand that. That's the first thing you have to understand, what this come from and what it's from and what is what for what. And now at the game, you just perform and, you know, feel whatever you need to do.
You like to go to the mound a lot and talk to pitchers?
I used to. I used to do a lot, but now with the new rules that you only have 6 times to go out there, you know, make it harder. But, you know, I will go in the bench when they in it and go to the pitcher, talk to him, see what I feel. If we did a good job, you know, I leave it alone. If we can be something better, I go out there and approach him, talk to him about it, see what he feel for it, you know, and we go from there. But, you know, during the game, you guys will see me being a cheerleader back there. I like to do a lot of stuff with my hands. I think that I like to pump the pitchers up to give you confidence. So that's something that I've been doing in my career. So you're going to see me doing a lot.
All right, a pro's pro. Rene Rivera, thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, you guys.
Very good. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader. Good.